Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Shaping up to be a beautiful Saturday night here in Peoria, Illinois, where the Quad Cities River Bandits continue their six-game series against the Chiefs, the high-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Hello again, everybody. As always, Kyle Kirchival with you, and thrilled to have you tuned in for Game 5 of this six-game set, and for Quad Cities Game 73 of the 2024 campaign. Wherever you may be tuned in from, thanks again for joining us. Quad Cities looking for another win after one of their best victories of the season yesterday. They took a 4-0 lead in the first inning on their very first hit of the game, a grand slam off the bat of Spencer Nivens. And after that swing, the Bandits never looked back, picking up an 8-1 win to even this series at 2 wins apiece. So with a victory tonight, Quad Cities can guarantee itself a split of the set before tomorrow afternoon's finale. Well, yesterday for the Bandits, I mentioned the grand slam. Also, a home run for Jack Pineda, as the Bandits did lots of damage against Hansel Rincon, the Chiefs starter, who actually gave up all 8 of Quad Cities' runs. The Bandits scored 8 runs on just 7 hits. They were helped out by a couple of early free passes and, of course, the long ball. But even though Quad City scored those 8 runs, they didn't need much more than that because their starting pitcher, Steven Zoback, put together once again another fantastic performance. The former 4th-round pick became the second River Bandit to throw a 7-inning start this year. He gave up just 1 run on 5 hits, and for the 4th straight start, he did not allow a walk. That means Zoback has thrown 24 walkless innings in the month of June, and he also mixed in 6 Ks en route to his 5th win of the season. Only Connor Fenlong and Chase Wallace worked behind him out of the bullpen because Zoback only had 2 innings left to go. Fenlong and Wallace both with a scoreless, hitless inning to help nail down Quad City's victory. Let's go ahead and jump into the starting lineups for Game 5 of this series. We will start with the homestanding Chiefs, the high-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. They enter action tonight 29-43 overall, 3-4 here at, or 3-4 in the second half, I should say, and 15-19 at Dozier Park. Leading off for Patrick Anderson's squad, it's the second baseman, Darlene Moquette. Juan Bincho bats second in play center, and batting third, the third baseman, Miguel Villarroel. He was just called up from single-A Palm Beach the other day. Batting fourth, it's the right fielder, Chris Rotondo. Zach Levinson will bat fifth and play left field. And batting sixth, it's the shortstop, Brody Moore. He's been swinging it very well this series. Batting seventh, over at first base, it's Michael Curiali. Batting eighth, the DH is Joshua Baez. And batting ninth, the catcher, Grayson Tarlow. On the mound for the Cardinals affiliate, it is the lefty out of San Diego, California, Bryson Motz, ready to make his 14th start of the year for the Chiefs. He is the Cardinals' number 19 prospect per MLB pipeline, but he has struggled in his first year here in High A, 0-8 with a 6.05 earned run average. Last week, he pitched against the Cedar Rapids Colonels and took his eighth loss of the year, giving up five runs in 4 1/3. He actually had a worse start against Quad Cities back on April 17th. It was game two of a doubleheader when Motz took the mound, and Quad Cities tagged him for a season-high 6 runs in 4 innings on a season-high 9 hits, no walks, and 6 strikeouts. So Quad Cities, just as they did against Hansel Rincon yesterday, trying to get off to a fast start against a guy who they've already had some success against this year. Now the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the High A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. The Bandits are 33-39 overall, and like Peoria, 3-4 in the second half. Away from Modern Woodman Park, they're 18-22. The manager, Brooks Conrad, puts together the card like this. Leading off, it's the third baseman, Jack Pineda. Dustin Dickerson will bat second and play short. And batting third, it's the catcher, Carter Jensen. Trevor Werner is back at first base. He's got the cleanup duties. Carson Rockeford bats fifth in man center field. And batting sixth, the left fielder, Spencer Nivens, who had the grand slam yesterday. Omar Hernandez has been red hot. He has once again forced himself into the lineup, batting seventh and serving as the DH. Justin Johnson hits eighth and plays second. And batting ninth, the right fielder, Gene Ramirez. On the mound for Quad Cities, it is the Royals' number 4 prospect overall and their top left-handed pitching prospect, the 21-year-old southpaw Frank Mazzucato, who has had himself a very solid first full year in High A. Of course, he started last year in single-A Columbia and was one of the best pitchers in the Carolina League. He got called up to Quad Cities during the second half of the season and struggled. But this year, he owns a 3-5 record with a 2.68 ERA in 11 total appearances. The strikeout numbers are indeed a bit down for him with 41 Ks in 53 2/3 innings this year. But perhaps something that's more important is his 166 opponent batting average. That is the best mark among all minor league pitchers 21 years or younger who have thrown at least a minimum of 50 innings this year. So Mazzucato putting up just all around a great statistic, but something that's even more impressive given that he just turned 21 years old last week. Mazzucato's coming in off a loss, but he didn't pitch all that poorly against Great Lakes. He threw 5 innings against the Loons back on the 22nd and gave up just 2 runs on 2 hits in 5 innings. However, he did match his season high, walking 5 while trying to supplement it with 4 strikeouts. The name of the game for Mazzucato, command. And as we've seen him do, there have been stints this year where he has been almost unhittable. The key is just not allowing those free passes. We're going to take a break here on the River Bandits pregame show as the Chiefs are taking the field. When we come back, we'll have the national anthem and first pitch for Game 5 of this 6-game series live on a Saturday night at Dozer Park.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
River Bandits baseball is back on the air tonight for game five of their six-game series with the Peoria Chiefs, the high A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back inside Dozier Park. Kyle Kirchival thrilled to be along with you as Quad Cities looks for its third win of the week and to guarantee itself a split of this six-game trip. On the mound for the Chiefs tonight, it's the former second-round pick out of San Diego, the lefty Bryson Motz, who Quad Cities had some good success against back in April. If you recall, during Motz's second start of the year, the Bandits lit him up for a season-high 6 runs in a 4-inning start. Quad Cities lit up Hansel Rincon early in the ball game last night. The offense fueled by a couple of homers, including a first-inning grand slam off the bat from Spencer Nivens. Nivens back in the lineup batting 6th tonight, the top third of the order for this Saturday night ball game. Jack Pineda, Dustin Dickerson, and Carter Jensen. That is two lefties sandwiching the right-handed shortstop. Pineda's been swinging it super well as of late. Just the guy you want to top the lineup card. He owns an 8-game hit streak and a 13-game on-base streak, which ties Carter Jensen's season-opening mark for the Bandits' longest on-base streak of the season. Quad Cities in the road grays for Game 5 of this series, while the Chiefs have mixed it up with the alternate powder blues. Motz ready to work along the first base side of the rubber. Jack Pineda's in the box, and a first-pitch slider sails high for ball one. We are right on time at 7:05 Central here in downtown Peoria. Left on left, Motz kicks and fires the 1-0, and Jack takes outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Well, obviously, the grand slam, the big highlight in terms of home runs yesterday, but Jack Pineda showed off the long ball with a 2-run shot in the 4th. 2-0 pitch, called strike right down the middle with the sinker. The blast, Pineda's 5th of the year, and it helped boost his OPS during this 8-game hit streak to .991. Here comes the 2-1 from Motz. He went breaking ball and missed outside. It's now 3-1. Motz with 24 walks in 61 innings this year, a 6.05 ERA. 3-1. Called strike, outer half with the sinker. It's a full count. Motz has technically a 5-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. He also throws a sinker. Payoff pitch. High and outside for ball 4. It just missed, and Jack Pineda does his thing atop the lineup. He works a walk, and the Bandits have a leadoff base runner for Dustin Dickerson. Now Pineda now with walks in back-to-back games to start the contest. Shortstop Dustin Dickerson, not in the lineup for QC yesterday. He walked three times, though, in the game on Thursday. Botz's first pitch, fastball for a strike at the base of the zone. The first pitch temperature this evening, 86 degrees with sunny skies. Just a couple of wispy clouds over the right field fence, but once again, no rain in the forecast. That is a wonderful change of pace. Motz looks over to Pineda. Now the 0-1 slider left outside. It's 1-1. Motz sporting the long red sleeves to go with the powder blue jersey. He stands at 6'4", 209 pounds, and not only attended the University of San Diego, but was born in San Diego. He takes a deep breath. The 1-1 is popped off the hands foul over the first base dugout. Motz spent all of last year in single-A Palm Beach, posting a 3.98 ERA in 23 starts. He pitched over 100 innings. Mixed in 115 strikeouts, one of the top marks in the Florida State League. 1-2 to Dickerson. Ground ball towards short. Moore fields with a backhand. Jump throw to first. It pulls Kiriale off the bag. And Dickerson's going to be safe with an infield single. Valiant effort from Moore, who did his best Derek Jeter impression with a jump throw from the edge of the dirt. But Dickerson, too quick, he beats it out. The Bandits now with back-to-back base runners to open the ball game. Two ducks on the pond early for the catcher, Carter Jensen. Well, here's how the rest of the Chiefs' defense aligns. They'll have Cho patrolling center with Levinson in left, Rotondo in right field. The aforementioned Moore is the shortstop with Moquette at second, Villarroel at third, Kiriale at first, and Tarlow doing the catching. First pitch to Jensen is a slider that slips onto the upper inside corner for a called strike. Jensen's had a really good season for Quad Cities, batting .271 with an .816 OPS, but those marks have dropped about 30 points during the month of June. 0-1, outside 1-1. Carter is hitting an uncharacteristic .202 this month, and even more uncharacteristically, he has 13 strikeouts, or rather 13 straight games with a strikeout. That ties his longest K streak of his career. Motz looks back to second, the 1-1. Another slider towards the upper inside corner and a called strike two. After Frank Mazzucato turned 21 last week, Jensen is the last underage rostered Bandit, so to speak. He's just 20 years old. 1-2. Check swing, slider down and away, and he went around. It's strike three. Travis Robertson rings him up. So it's now 14 consecutive games with a strikeout for Carter Jensen. And Motz gets that first out. He walked Jack Pineda to start the game. Then Dustin Dickerson picked up an infield single. They stand at second and first respectively with one out for the right-handed hitting first baseman Trevor Werner. Motz's pitch, low and inside with the sinker. This is career game number 7 at first base for Werner. He has spent the vast majority of his 61 games for Quad Cities at third, having played there a team-high 51 times. 1-0. A foul tip into the glove of Tarlow. It's strike one. But now with Brett Squires on the injured list, Werner figures to play a lot more at the other corner infield spot. Chris Brino will definitely mix in at first as well. Motz sets at the belt, the 1-1 pitch. Ground ball to the right side, past the diving Moquette into right center field. Pineda's going to score from second base. Dickerson moves up to third, and it's a 1-0 Quad Cities lead. RBI number 22 on the season for Werner. He has now reached safely in six consecutive ball games. And he comes through here in the first inning. The Bandits once again with opening frame runs. They have scored in the first inning of each of their last four ball games. So now, runners at the corners, one out, and the left-handed hitting center fielder, Carson Rockefort, in the batter's box. Double play depth for the middle infield. The pitch. Slider spun outside for ball one. Now for Motz, the hit has certainly been an issue for him. Teams are hitting .283 against him this season. In the month of June, they're batting .303. Soft throw over to first. Werner back standing up without a tag. Back in 2023, when he was with Single A Palm Beach, Motz was very much okay with opposing batters putting the ball in play because his ground ball rate was almost 50%. 1-0. High fly towards shallow left field. Does anybody see it? It's the third baseman, Villarroel, who maneuvers to his left, reaches up, and makes the catch in between the second and third base bag. It's the second out. Rockefort really got underneath that one. I thought it was at least going into shallow left field, but the baseball never left the dirt. Nonetheless, two gone, and men still at the corners for the left fielder, Spencer Nivens, who, of course, had the Bandits' third salami of the season yesterday. Left on left. First pitch high and away for ball one. To make that swing even more impressive, Nivens hit it with two outs and in a two-strike count. Homer number two on the season for him. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball finds the inner half. A called strike one. But back to Motz. Last year, a 49.5% ground ball rate. One of the top 15 marks in the Florida State League. This year, the ground ball rate down to 41%. 1-1. Breaking ball. A called strike. Upper outside corner. And Nivens watches it go by for strike two. He'll use a timeout. While the ground ball rate has gone down for Motz this year, his home run rate is pushing two per nine innings. He's given up 10 home runs in his last five starts. Trying to retire the Bandits here in the top of the first. The lefty fires. Werner takes off for second, but it's a swing and a miss at home. Nivens chased the slider down and away. So a couple of strikeouts for Motz in the first, but the Bandits once again with an opening frame run. We go to the bottom of the first, 1-0 Quad Cities on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
the fourth straight ball game, the River Bandits have struck first. An RBI single off the bat of Trevor Werner gives Frank Mazzucato a 1-0 lead as we start the bottom of the first inning. Darlene Moquette leads it off for Peoria. He'll take the first pitch in the dirt. He's followed by Juan Bincho and Miguel Villarroel. 1-0 pitch. That's too high from Frank. 2 balls, no strikes. It's start number 12 for the Hartford, Connecticut native. Mazzucato 3-5 with a 2.68 ERA. 2-0 pitch. Down and outside for ball three. Mazzucato, the Royals' first-round pick back in 2021. The 7th overall selection that year out of East Catholic High School. 3-0. Called strike, low inside corner. Frank, 6'3", 175 pounds. He wears the blue three-quarter sleeves. 3-1. Called strike, low outside corner. And Moquette has the count worked full on him after starting out 3-0. Now has to take the bat off his shoulder. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball, tapped down in front of home, and it stays fair on the first base chalk. Jensen picks it up with the bare hand and just taps Moquette, who is still standing in the batter's box. So it'll be two unassisted to open the ball game for Mazzucato. That ball was clearly fair. I'm not sure what Moquette was thinking, but Frank will take it. So now he'll go left on left against the center fielder, Juan Bincho. First pitch. In the dirt, ball one. Cho is the only left-handed hitter in the order for Patrick Anderson today. He has filled up the card with right-handed bats, which makes sense given that Frank is a southpaw. Here comes his 1-0 toss. Cho takes a fastball high. 2 balls, no strikes. Checked his swing. Evan Anderson confirms on the appeal that it's in fact 2-0. Out of the line, Mazzucato deals again. This one's off the hands, blooped towards shallow left field. It hops on the infield, and Dickerson, the shortstop, gloves in shallow left. He's got no throw. It's going to be a base hit for Cho. Well, that is his first hit of the week. Cardinals number 9 prospect hit over 400 against Cedar Rapids in the Chiefs' last series, but had begun this set hitless until that infield knock. And now a man on for Miguel Villarroel. He'll take high and away for ball one. Villarroel, the third baseman for Peoria today. He made his high A debut at second last night and hit leadoff. Mazzucato, of course, now into the stretch. A couple of peeks over to first. Now the 1-0 is slapped foul into the sweets on the right side. Villarroel not only made his high A debut, but got his first Chiefs hit with a fourth inning double. He was one of, if not the best hitter in the Florida State League before his promotion. 1-1 pitch from Mazzucato, a swing and a miss, a fastball well above the zone. It's a ball and two strikes. Villarroel hitting in the 330s before his call up to Peoria. 1-2 pitch, poked off the end of the bat, out of play. He was called up on Thursday, and he still leads the FSL in hits by 21. He had 89 knocks in 66 contests with the Palm Beach Cardinals. Makes sense as to why St. Louis was comfortable moving him up to Peoria in late June. Here's a throw to first, back standing up Cho. 1-0 lead for Quad Cities in the bottom of the first inning. Frank Mazzucato has thrown the ball 13 times. 7 have gone for a strike. Another look over to first base. Pitch clock down to 3. 1-2. Breaking ball high and off the glove of Jensen. Back to the backstop. Cho's going to advance to second on a wild pitch. Looked like the curveball from Frank that just slipped out of his fingers. It's the 5th wild pitch of the season for Mazzucato and his 4th in the last 3 ball games. So now the Chiefs with the tying run at second with one out. Here comes the 2-2 to Villarroel. Southpaw fires. and it's sent in the air towards rather deep right field. Ramirez backpedaling towards the track. Now he puts on the brakes, makes the catch, and fires it in towards second, but Cho's going advance to third base. Pretty good swing from Villarroel. It's the second out here in the bottom of the first, though. But a productive out as it puts the tying run just 90 feet away for the cleanup hitter, Chiefs right fielder Chris Rotondo. He got yesterday off, but went 1-for-4 with an RBI single during his last game on Thursday. Infield shifts heavily to the left, playing the pull. First pitch curve from Azzicato is low for ball one. By the way, for Quad Cities defensively, it's Rockefort in his usual center field with Nivens flanking him in left, Ramirez in right. Dickerson and Johnson are at second and short with Pineda at third, Werner at first, Carter Jensen doing the catching. Here's the 1-0 toss. It's a strike on the low inside corner. A high 80s fastball from Mazzucato. Rotondo's been one of the toughest outs in the league lately. The pitch. Slapped over the right side. Out of play, foul for strike two. Rotondo against Quad Cities. 5-for-12 this week. All five hits are singles, but he now has a six-game hit streak and the second-longest active on-base streak in the league. He's reached in 18 consecutive games. 1-2, curveball, got him looking, strike three. Rotondo frozen on the Uncle Charlie, and Frank Mazzucato pitches a scoreless bottom of the first, ending the frame with his first K. We go to the second. Quad City still in front, 1-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together. Peoria gets the tying run to third base in their half of the frame, but Frank Mazzucato strands Cho, and Quad Cities will take that 1-0 lead to the second. Bottom third of the order due up against Bryson Motz, the southpaw for Peoria. Omar Hernandez greets him. Right-handed hitting catcher who serves as the DH today and swings at the first pitch, belting it to left. Levinson leaps at the wall. It's over his glove and off the padding. Up to second base goes Hernandez, and O is some kind of hot right now. He had himself a three-hit game yesterday, and he swings at the first pitch tonight and nearly sends it out of the diamond. Instead, he'll have to be content with his third double of the year as he stands in scoring position already for Justin Johnson. Motz quickly into the stretch. First pitch, tapped down in front of home. The catcher, Tarlo, races to pick it up, grabs with the bare hand and fires to first. He beats Johnson by a step. Up to third goes Hernandez on what's more or less a swinging sack. So two pitches from Motz, three swings, or rather Two pitches, two swings for Quad Cities. One a double, one a 2-3 ground out. Chiefs now forced to bring the infield in with Hernandez at third. And the nine-hole hitter, Gene Ramirez, at the plate. First pitch, curveball spins onto the upper outside corner for a called strike. This is the first time we're seeing Gene since Thursday. He's had himself a very solid month of June, but hitless earlier this week. 0-1. Line drive down the right field line. It's fair into the corner. Hernandez scores. Ramirez speeds around first. He's into second without a throw. Make it a 2-0 Quad Cities lead. The Bandits have a pair of doubles here in the second inning. Two-bagger number 5 for the DR native. Also his 5th RBI. Quad Cities out and running just as they were yesterday. Quad Cities beat the Chiefs 8-1 last night, and they scored 6 of those runs within the first 2 innings. So one out and a man once again at second, this time for Jack Pineda. A left-on-left matchup for Mott's. Here's the pitch. Fastball taken high, 1-0. Now Pineda started out the game with a walk, just as he did yesterday. A couple batters later, came in to score the game's first run on Trevor Werner's RBI single. Bryson's 1-0. Sinker taken for a strike at the knees, 1-1. We talked about the ground ball rate going down for Mott's this year, while the home run rate has gone up. That said, when you look at his splits, he's been really good against left-handed hitters. 1-1, a foul back to the screen. A little slider poked back to the backstop. Peoria Chiefs back girl will come pick it up and carry it back to the third base dugout. Left-handed hitters are only batting .229 against Mott's this year with a .594 OPS. Conversely, righties are batting .303 with a .955. 1-2. Down and away, just missed with the fastball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And when you look at Quad City's lineup, which features 5 left-handed hitters, you'd think this would be a good matchup for him, but the lefties have been just as involved as the righties thus far. 2-2. Another tapper foul. Mott's went curveball low and away, and Jack fights it off. He's just in one of those grooves right now where he's able to make contact with seemingly every pitch he swings at. And his plate discipline has been really good, just trying to battle with 2 strikes now. Ramirez bounces around at second base as Moore holds him. The 2-2 again, time called just as Mott's was delivering. Travis Robertson grants it to him. Mott's was still partially looking at second base when he began his motion, so there was no way for him to see that time had been signaled until he was basically delivering home. Now the 2-2 again. Check swing. Pitch hit Pineda. Where it caught him, I'm not sure. I think somewhere around the arm. Jack throws the bat aside and goes running down towards first base in obvious pain. He's now veered off towards the first base coach's box. Well, I'm not sure if they're ruling a foul ball or a hit by pitch. I'm inclined to think foul ball because Brooks Conrad has come out of the third base coach's box and is meeting with Travis Robertson, the home plate umpire. Meanwhile, Nevin Dominguez has jogged across the infield and is over in front of the Chiefs dugout, tending to Pineda, who is in some clear pain, clutching his elbow. Brooks is still talking with Robertson, so it must have been a foul ball, or Pineda swung but was hit by the pitch. Brooks now turning his attention from Travis over to Jack, who is being looked at by Nevin Dominguez. Those two now walking back down the first baseline towards Brooks Conrad, who's waiting in front of home. Lots of confusion. Shortstop Brody Moore with his hands up, wondering if it was a foul ball, a hit by pitch, a swinging strike. But because Jack is walking back towards home, I think it's going to be a strikeout. Now Pineda to the left of the home plate circle. Sometimes crouching down, sometimes standing up and still looking at his left arm. Now the Chiefs manager, Patrick Anderson, wants an explanation. He's over talking with Travis Roberson. Still unsure as to what exactly the ruling is here, but we're going to find out based on what Pineda does. They're still looking at his left arm. It's either the elbow, the wrist, or somewhere in between. Breaking ball from Motz got on the inner half. Not necessarily in the strike zone, but it got inside enough to clip Jack in some way, shape, or form. Patrick Anderson looks to be displeased during his conversation with Travis Roberson. Brooks Conrad and Nevin Dominguez still talking with Pineda. Jack has picked up his bat and is now going to take a couple of dry swings just to see how the arm is feeling. PA is back in the first base dugout. And it looks like this at-bat is going to continue. Brooks Conrad now talking with hitting coach Ryan Powers in the third base dugout. Ryan looks just as confused as I am. And Nevin Dominguez just making sure that it's safe for Pineda to stay in this game. Bryson Motz is going to start throwing a little bit to stay loose. This is one of those situations where you wish there was a microphone down on the field where Travis Roberson could come out and say, hey, here's what happened. Instead, we're left to speculate until there's some kind of signal or, I guess, some kind of action taken by Pineda. Jack is still seeming non-committal. He's standing to the left of the home plate area, kind of shrugging his shoulders as Brooks Conrad has re-engaged. Dustin Dickerson, who waits on deck, has his hand on his hip. He's leaning on his bat, just waiting to see what happens. It's a 2-0 lead. Quad Cities in front here in the top of the second inning, but we've been paused for what's turned into a lengthy injury delay. Of course, the health of these guys, the most important thing. And, of course, Jack can attest to that as much as anybody. He missed the vast majority of his first professional season last year due to injury. The trio of Pineda, Conrad, and Dominguez still talking to the left of the home plate area. And you have to imagine if there's any concern that there's no risk, or rather no use in risking Pineda remaining in the ballgame. Quad City says Chris Brito, Davis Nadal, and Jared Dickey on the bench today. Nadal would presumably be Jack's replacement at third. Davis started there yesterday. I don't see Nadal, though, in the dugout with a helmet on or anything. And it looks like, after further discussion, Brooks has decided he's going to make a move. Jack is walking back to the third base dugout with Nevin Dominguez. And I'm sure Davis Nadal is going to be walking to the plate here shortly. So hopefully Jack is okay. It looked like, well, now I'm guessing, based on how long the conversation kept going, that Jack was campaigning to stay in the game. He's as much of a grinder as anyone. I think it was Ryan Powers who called Jack just a baseball player. He doesn't want to be taken out of the game for anything. So maybe all the while, Jack was just trying to stay in the game, and Nevin Dominguez was trying to convince him that that's not the right call. So clearly, not a hit by pitch, because Davis Nadal has grabbed this bat and is striding towards home plate instead of going down to first. Gene Ramirez is at second with one out. He doubled in Omar Hernandez a batter ago. And apparently this is going to be a 2-2 count for Nadal. He's in the box. Mott's back on the rubber. He spins around, throws towards Ramirez, and almost heaves it into center field. But Brody Moore was there to snag it around Ramirez as he stepped back onto the pillow. Dave East now playing in his 30th game of the season. The 2-2. Chopper to the left side. A high hop snagged by Villarroel. Wild throw to first. Gets out of play. Ramirez trots home to score. And Nadal is up to second base. Quad Cities now with a 3-0 lead on what could be either a straight-up E5 or an RBI single with an E5. We'll wait for the official ruling. Well, kudos to Nadal coming in unexpectedly and cold off the bench. Able to put the ball in play and, as they say, make the defense get you out. Chiefs failed to do so, and now a man at second with one out for Dustin Dickerson. First pitch, foul to the screen, strike one. Quad Cities now with a 3-0 lead. They have five hits. Mott's has issued one walk. So it is officially going to be a single for Nadal and then an E5 on Villarroel, his first in high A. Mott's delivers, and the fastball is way high and outside. 1-1. Interesting inning thus far, but Quad Cities coming out on top in the run department at least. We hope that from a health standpoint, Quad Cities is 100%. The pitch to Dickerson, fouled off to the right side on the ground. First base coach and assistant hitting coach Chris Corbett picks it up and hands off the souvenir. And Jack Pineda removed due to injury here in the top of the second inning in the midst of a 2-2 count. Davies Nadal, technically the first pinch hitter for Quad Cities this year, believe it or not. 1-2 to Dickerson. Swing and a miss. Got him with a back foot breaking ball. Third K of the ball game for Mott's. And it's the second out in the second. That's right, Quad Cities had never had a pinch hitter before the game today. There have been a couple of defensive replacements where that guy has later come in to hit or later come to the plate after entering for fielding purposes earlier or because of an injury. But nobody has come in for an official pinch hit opportunity until today. Two outs, man at second for Carter Jensen. Mott's fires and catches the low outside corner for a called strike. Bryson picked up his first strikeout against Jensen back in the first inning. Struck him out swinging on a breaking ball down and away. Classic left-on-left pitch. A one. He goes breaking ball down and away again. Jensen lines it to left center field, but Cho tracks it down and makes the catch to end the inning. Quad Cities extends its lead. It's 3-0. We go to the bottom of the second on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Now with 3-0 advantage for the Bandits, their starting pitcher Frank Mazzucato back out for the bottom of the second. He begins the frame against Zach Levinson and throws a called strike to the Cardinals' number 21 prospect. 0-1 on the way. That's low with the slider, 1-1. It's 3 straight righties due up for the Chiefs, Levinson, Moore, and Curiale. As we expected, Davis Nadal has stayed in the game and is over at third base. 1-1 in the dirt, 2-1. Nadal replacing Jack Pineda, who we can only guess up here in the press box, was hit by a pitch on a swinging strike. 2-1, bounced over to short, grabbed by Dustin Dickerson on 3 hops. Perfect throw across the diamond to first. Levinson's retired for the first down. In a 2-2 count, or rather in a 2-1 count, we guess. Pineda hit by the ball somewhere on his right arm as he simultaneously swung. So it's a swinging strike, but he wound up leaving the game due to injury. Now Brody Moore in the box. First pitch, wave and a miss, strike one. Davis Nadal came in and wound up with a single in the Bandits' first pinch hit opportunity of the year. Quad Cities, during that same play, scored a run on an error from the third baseman Miguel Villarroel. 0-1. Down and outside, the count 1-1 and 1-1 on the former Auburn product, Brody Moore. Moore teammates with both former River Bandit Mason Barnett and current River Bandit Chase Isbell over in the SEC. 1-1 pitch, high and away, 2-1. Moore's having himself a very good stretch right now. He's 3-for-8 in this series with 2 doubles and an RBI. 2-1, tapped off the catcher Jensen, and now he's in some pain. 2-2. Plate umpire Travis Robertson goes and collects the loose ball and gives Jensen a moment to shake it off. Moore had the only RBI swing for the Chiefs in an 8-1 loss yesterday. It was a 2-out RBI double against Steven Zoback in the 5th inning. Chiefs would only muster 2 total base runners after that hit, though. And it was the only blemish on an otherwise beautiful day for Steven Zoback. Jensen back ready to go as Mazzucato fires the 2-2. And Moore takes high and away. The count runs full. 1 out, nobody on in the bottom of the 2nd. Mazzucato deals. Breaking ball, grounded foul to the left side. Moore fished for the curveball, but got a piece of it. Frank gave up a single to Juan Bin Cho, an infield hit in the 1st inning. But otherwise, no base runners through his first frame in a 3rd. He also struck out Chris Rotondo for his game's 1st K. That ended the home half of the 1st. Lefty's back on the rubber. Another 3-2. Popped in the air towards right field, near foul territory. Ramirez heads over by the bullpen, reaches up, and makes the catch a few paces shy of the chalk. There are 2 gone. That's now 4 in a row retired for Mazzucato. And now he gets Michael Curiale. He's getting the start at first base today after playing 3rd throughout the first half of the series. Slightly open stance for him in the right-handed box. He swings at the first pitch from Mazzucato and cuts over a pitch in the dirt. Strike one. 49th game for Curiale this year. He's batting .225. The pitch. Low and inside. 1-1. He's only hitting .200 in his last 10 ball games. Trying to right the ship on this beautiful Saturday. 1-1. Down and outside, 2-1. If you're not familiar with the arsenal for Mazzucato, the 21-year-old has a fastball, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup, your traditional 4-pitch mix. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Slider near the top of the zone, and it's 2-2. Curiale asks for time. That pitch, the newest in Mazzucato's arsenal, which is highlighted by the big 12-6 curveball. 2-2, he goes to it here, but spikes it off the plate into Jensen. And Curiale watches it go by for ball 3. Two outs, nobody on in the bottom of the second. 3-2 count on the Chiefs' first baseman. Mazzucato with a fresh baseball. The payoff pitch, inside. He missed with the fastball. First walk of the game issued by Frank. Kiriale extends the inning with two outs and passes the baton to the DH, Joshua Baez. Now, when Frank struggles, it's usually because of the walk. He walked over eight batters per nine innings in his nine appearances with Quad Cities last year. This year, it's down to 5.7, but still a bit too high for Frank's liking. First pitch to Baez. Curveball missed inside and maybe high for ball one. Like Mazzucato, Baez, an organizational top 30 prospect for the Cardinals. He clocks in at number 28 on MLB Pipeline's rankings. The pitch. Line drive into left field, the base hit. Kiriale will stop at second base. Nivens throws it in towards Dickerson. It's back-to-back two-out base runners for Peoria. Second hit allowed by Mazzucato, who does not often allow hits. He had given up just 30 through his first 11 starts this year. 30 hits in 53 and two-thirds innings. He's now completing his first trip through the Chiefs lineup, getting the nine-hole hitting catcher, Grayson Tarlow. First pitch. Called strike, fastball right at the base of the zone. We saw Tarlow for the first time this week yesterday when he pinch hit with two outs for Michael Kiriale in the ninth inning. He made the game's final out, bouncing out to third. Mazzucato looks back towards Kiriale at second base. Johnson keeps tabs on him. 0-1 curveball missed high and outside, 1-1. Doesn't look like that pitch feels super great for Frank right now. And it is certainly his go-to out pitch. Here's a pick to second. He's leaning. They got him. Johnson tags out Kiriale, who is hesitant to get back to the second base bag. Mazzucato picks off a man at second to end the second, and Quad Cities takes a 3-0 lead to the third. You're listening to Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Frank Mazzucato is through two scoreless innings, and now his bats go back to work in the top of the third. Quad Cities already with a 3-0 lead, looking to win their third game of the series against the Peoria Chiefs. Their starting pitcher, Bryson Motz, back to the hill, facing Trevor Werner to begin the frame. First pitch fastball, high and outside, 1-0. Mazzucato picked off Kiriale at second base to end the frame. The 25th time this year, a River Bandits pitcher has picked off a base runner. 1-0. in the air towards right center field. Rotondo going back, still on the move, onto the track. He'll reach up and make the catch as the ball dies out of the fence. It's a long out number one. Now, Werner got the Bandits on the board in the first inning with an RBI single. Another swing towards the opposite field this go around, but it's an F9. And there's one out with nobody aboard for Carson Rockefert, the center fielder. First pitch, fastball right down Main Street. Carson at the plate now. Spencer Nivens waits on deck. Both of those hitters lefties to face the southpaw. Motz turns and fires. Another fastball and another called strike. It's nothing in two. Carson Rockefert, the 22-year-old outfielder for Beaumont, Texas, played his college ball at the University of Louisiana Lafayette. He's a former Ragin' Cajun. Motz's 0-2 pitch. Slider down and away. Couldn't get him to chase. Rockefert is the highest drafted position player on the Bandits roster this year. Royals took him in competitive balance round B last year. Now the 1-2. Another one down and away. He tried the fastball, but Rockefert works himself into a 2-2 count. Rock was in the lineup yesterday for Brooks Conrad, but went 0-for-4. The pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Motz went fastball high and away. With his pop out in the first inning, Rock is just 1-for-12 in the series, but his one hit, an RBI double back on Thursday. Here's another 2-2. Outside, as Rockefert watches the changeup go by. Good two-strike battle for Carson. He waves the stick out in front of him. Motz is ready to go again. The payoff pitch. Wave and a miss. This time he got him to chase. Curveball down and away. Motz tried 5 times in a row to get Rockefert to chase. He eventually did. It's the 4th strikeout for Motz and the 2nd out in the 3rd. It brings up another lefty in Spencer Nivens. First pitch. Called strike low outside corner. Well, after giving up the run in the first and the 2 runs in the 2nd, Motz has retired both hitters he's faced in the 3rd. The pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Nivens couldn't square up the heater. Spencer's batting just 151 for Quad Cities this year. The Royals' number 30 prospect, though, in the midst of a 4-game on-base streak. The 0-2. Fastball outside. Now, during this 4-game on-base streak, Nivens is 4-for-13 with a homer and 5 RBIs. Of course, 4 of those coming on the Grand Slam yesterday. The pitch. Again, down and away, blocked by Tarlow. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nivens played collegiately at Missouri State as the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year last year. His dad played college ball at Missouri. 2-2 pitch. Slider got him looking. Strike 3 on the inner half. That's a great pitch from Motz after setting up Nivens with the outside tosses. So the Bandits go down in order for the first time tonight. Through 2.5, though, it's Quad Cities still in front. 3-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
After Quad Cities tagged him for three total runs in the first two innings, Bryson Motz sets him down 1-2-3 in the third, and Quad Cities starter Frank Mazzucato goes back to work. He'll once again face Grayson Tarlow, who was at the plate the last time the Chiefs were hitting. First pitch, fouled into the screen for a strike. Tarlow was up in the bottom of the second with two outs when Michael Chiarelli was picked off of second base to end the frame. So Tarlow gets a mulligan. Catcher playing in just his sixth game for Peoria this month. A one. Pulled down the left field line, hooking and staying fair as it bounces into the corner. Tarlow's going to get to second base without a throw. It's a leadoff double for Peoria. That's the first extra base hit of the season for Tarlow. 50 at-bats by. He picks up the two-bagger and puts a man on in front of Darlene Moquette. Moquette with a ground out his first time up. He swings away on the first pitch and punches into the seats on the right side. Moquette kind of dribbled one up the first baseline, if you can even say that. It barely was out of the left-handed batter's box and just stuck right on the chalk. He thought it was a foul ball, but Carter Jensen picked it up and just tagged him out. Mazzucato's 0-1. Foul ball off the glove of Jensen and to the screen for strike two. The sun is setting over the third base side of Dozier Park. Most of the infield shaded, but still a few strips of sun stretching from around the second base bag over into right field. Mazzucato's 0-2. Curveball left high. There's also some sun in center and right center field. The patio, which was filled up with fans yesterday, pretty much quiet over beyond the right field fence. Mazzucato looks back to second base. Here's the 1-2. Check swing. He went around. Strike three. Moquette chases that curveball in the dirt. Beautiful pitch from Mazzucato to pick up his second strikeout of the game. And it puts one down for Juan Bincho, the second hole hitter. Picked up the Chiefs' first hit of the game with a little infield knock in the first inning. Left on left, first pitch. Here's a high fly ball to left field, but right underneath it is Spencer Nivens. He makes a one-handed catch and tosses it back in towards Dickerson. Two gone. Cho has been held in check this week. Now 1-for-9 in the series after that swing. And up comes the third baseman, Miguel Villarroel. A former Texas Rangers prospect who was taken by the Cardinals in the minor league phase of the latest Rule 5 draft. First pitch, curveball, finds the upper outside corner, a called strike. Thinking of River Bandits, who were minor league Rule 5 picks, of course the first one that comes to mind was a standout from last year and a current AA Northwest Arkansas Natural, Shervin Newton. Time is called. Villarroel wants to reset. Mazzucato re-engages with the rubber and nods yes to the sign from Carter Jensen. Tarlow still at second base, but with two outs. The 0-1. Grounded towards short, an easy hop for Dickerson. He fields waist high, throws over to first, and ends the inning. Nice work from Frank Mazzucato. He works around the leadoff double and has three straight scoreless innings to open up the ball game. We go to the fourth here at Dozer Park. It's 3-0 Quad Cities on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. At Dozer Park for the top of the fourth inning. It's game 5 of 6 between Quad Cities and Peoria. These two teams will wrap up their first series of the year here in Peoria tomorrow afternoon. Omar Hernandez leads off this top of the fourth inning with the Chiefs starter Bryson Motz back out there. First pitch, a called strike on the outer half. Hernandez, Johnson, and Ramirez due up for Brooks Conrad. That's the bottom third of the lineup card. Motz is 0-1. Swing and a miss, and Hernandez fell to his backside. Off balance on a hack, chasing the slider inside. It's nothing in two. He'll ask for time to regain his composure. Hernandez with a double back in the second inning. He swung at the first pitch he saw tonight. 0-2, skied towards center field. Cho, though, with room, gets behind it and makes the catch over his head for the out. Now, Motz has settled into a nice little groove. He's now retired 6 in a row, including 3 of his game's 5 strikeouts. Gave up an RBI single to Trevor Werner in the first and then an RBI double to Gene Ramirez in the second. But he is locked it in since then. Now Justin Johnson up. First pitch swinging. He two-hops it to Villarroel. Third baseman picks it up, throws sidearm to first, and with a lunging catch, Curiali records the out. Somehow kept the toe of his cleat on the base. Lunging towards right field. He handles another questionable throw from Villarroel, who made a bad throw in the second inning to help Quad City score its third run. So, two outs, nobody aboard for Gene Ramirez. Left on left, first pitch fastball, finds the low outside corner for a called strike. Motz will sit 89-93 with both the fastball and the sinker. 0-1, chopped foul to the right side, nothing in two. Scouts really like how Motz's slider pairs with his arm angle. Kind of makes for a funky look if you're the hitter and takes some time to get used to. He's gone slider many a time left on left. His 0-2 to Ramirez. Slider nudged foul to the left side. Gene was way out in front, but somehow got a piece of it and just poked it about 40 feet towards third base, but in foul ground. Mott's trying to retire his eighth straight River Bandits hitter. Another 0-2. He got it. Swing and a miss on the curveball. Six Ks in four innings for Bryson Mott's, but he has yet to get any run support. Quad Cities in front, 3-0, going to the bottom of the fourth on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Still a 3-0 lead for the Quad Cities River Bandits, who enter the bottom of the fourth. Peoria sending the middle third of the lineup card up against Frank Mazzucato, who is journeying through that lineup card for the second time tonight. He opens the frame against Chris Rotondo. First pitch, swing and a miss on the changeup. Well, when you talk with Brooks Conrad about Frank, one of the things he's been most impressed with this year is his command of the fastball and of that changeup. And of course, when you discuss Mazzucato, the big pitch is the curveball, but it's been the command of those first two pitches that have most impressed Brooks. 0-1 to Rotondo, a curveball in the dirt. It's 1-1. He loves that he's been able to throw the fastball and the changeup on either side of the strike zone and against either kind of hitter. The pitch. Tapped foul off Jensen, who again wears another one behind the plate. Travis Robertson will walk out towards Mazzucato and give Jensen a moment. Man, it's been a tough day for bumps and bruises if you're a Quad Cities River Bandit. Of course, Jack Pineda pulled from the game earlier after being hit by the baseball on his arm mid-at-bat. Went in the books as a swinging strike, even though it caught flesh. Jensen has worn a couple of foul balls against the body. He's back ready to go, though, and awaits the 1-2. The pitch just outside, 2-2 on Rotondo. Mazzucato has two strikeouts in the game. His first was of the Chiefs right fielder back in the first inning. The 2-2 off the hands, fouled over by the tarp on the right side. Rotondo, in addition to his 18-game on-base streak, has hits in six straight games. A stretch where he's batting over .420. The pitch. In the dirt, Mazzucato buried the changeup, but Rotondo laid off. It's 3-2. A 19th-round pick by the Cardinals back in 2022. Mazzucato from Hartford, Connecticut. Rotondo from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Payoff pitch. Ball four. Another one spiked just behind home. Now Mazzucato had cleanly worked through the third. But now here in the fourth, he issues his second walk of the game. A leadoff free pass to Rotondo. And there's a man aboard for Zach Levinson. Another right-handed hitter. He bounced out to short his first time. Frank could use another one of those ground balls here. Southpaw fires. Rotondo takes off for second. The pitch is a ball. The throw to second is not in time. Rotondo got a really good jump going on first movement. He picks up his fifth stolen base in seven tries this year. Chiefs trying to spark the offense. They've been held out of the run column through the first three innings. 1-0. Line drive into the leaping glove of Dickerson. Throw back to second. They double off Rotondo. Well, it wasn't a ground ball, but a two for one nonetheless. Mazzucato cashes in on the special. And just like that, there are two outs and nobody aboard. It's the second time tonight the Chiefs have made it out at second base. This one a 6-3, or rather a 6-4 double play. The pitch to Moore. Curveball low for ball one. That is double play number 59 for Quad Cities this year. That leads the Midwest League. The pitch. Curveball low and away. 2-0. Brody Moore with a six-game hit streak currently in his pocket. He flew out to right field his first time up, though, tonight. 2-0, he sends another one in the air, but this one by the first base bag. Trevor Werner venturing into foul territory, reaching up with two hands, makes the catch on the edge of the infield. So that'll do it for Peoria in the fourth. Frank Mazzucato has put up four straight zeros, and the Bandits go to the fifth, still in front, 3-0. This is Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Nothing lead for Quad Cities as we start up the fifth inning here at Dozer Park. Once again, Bryson Motz, the Chiefs starting pitcher, back on the hill. He faces Davis Nadal for the second time tonight. First pitch, Nadal squares to bunt but pulls back and it's outside. Motz facing Nadal for the second time, even though Nadal was not in the starting lineup today. The pitch. Tapper foul to the right side, 1-1. Nadal came in mid-at-bat when Jack Pineda was injured in a 2-2 count. Nadal came in, took a pitch, then chopped one to the left side for an infield single. So he's 1-for-1. The pitch. Called strike, low outside corner. A good changeup. It's 1-ball, 2-strikes. Nadal, the official first pinch hitter for Quad Cities this year. And he's hitting an even 1,000. The pitch. Little slider, bloop towards center field. It's going to drop for another hit. Davis Nadal trades a bat for a single. And he's got a 2-for-2 start as a late entry into the ballgame. It's the second multi-hit game of the season for the former Pirates product. And that snaps a string of 8 straight retired by Bryson Motz, who had really settled in after giving up those 2 runs in the second inning. So a man at first with nobody out for Dustin Dickerson, the shortstop. First pitch fastball outside. It's 1-0. Of course, Nadal with really good speed. He'll have to be a little extra cautious, though, with the lefty Mats on the mound. Nadal has not stolen a base this year. He's held at first by Kiriali. 1-0. Nadal doesn't go, and Dickerson takes a fastball at the top of the zone for strike one. Dusty's 1-for-2 today, 2-for-15 in the series. A 237 hitter in his first full season with the River Bandits. Mats fires the 1-1. Dickerson takes the curveball, low and inside, 2-1. No longer any sun on the diamond. The lights came on about a half inning ago. Still some blue sky above head, though. Mats throws over to first, and Nadal scampers back on 2 feet. Quad City's up 3-0 in the top of the fifth inning. They're out-hitting the Chiefs 6-3. The Bandits took their big lead yesterday with the home run ball. They have not left the yard tonight. 2-1. There goes Nadal. Pitches high and away. Tarlo's throw to second. Not in time and skipping into center field. And Nadal didn't even notice it got past him. Darlene Moquette, the second baseman, bluffed like he had the ball and kept his glove on Davies as he was standing up. It wasn't until Juan Pincho, the center fielder, threw it in when Nadal realized it had gotten into the grass. Either way, it's the first stolen base of the season for Nadal and the River Bandits 115th through 73 games. Hitters count for Dickerson, 3-1. Up and away for ball four. Mats issues his second walk of the game. And once again, the top third of the order for Quad Cities setting the table. Two men on with nobody out. For the Quad Cities catcher, Carter Jensen. Carter is off to an 0-for-2 start today. A strikeout and a flyout to left center field. Mats has the sign from Tarlo, pausing at the belt. First pitch. High in the air, but foul over the left side towards the street. It's strike one. Jensen, the third round pick by Kansas City back in 2021. Royals with some tremendous catching prospects in the pipeline. 0-1. Check swing. Doesn't matter. A called strike on the low inside corner. And Jensen falls behind 0-2. Carter is just 2-for-16 this week with 2 walks and 7 strikeouts. It's been a bizarre series for him. Catcher Tarlo sets up away. 0-2 fastball just misses away. Nearly found the edge, but instead 1-ball, 2-strikes. Nadal stands at second base. Dickerson over at first. Brody Moore, the shortstop, is keeping his eye on the lead runner as he claps into the palm of his glove. Mats looks back towards him. Now the 1-2. Foul ball. Jensen just got a piece. He rolls it back towards Trevor Werner, who waits on deck. Quad City's only left 2 runners on base yesterday. Both of those batters reached in the 9th inning. Quad City's has stranded 3 today. 1-2 again. High fly ball, deep towards right center field. On the move, Rotondo. He's got room. He makes the grab in the alley, but Nadal will tag up and get to third base without a throw. A productive out for Carter Jensen, who just got underneath that baseball. And it puts a potential 4th run for Quad Cities 90 feet away. And Trevor Werner stepping up. Werner brought in the first run of the ball game for the River Bandits on Thursday, and then did so again tonight, with his one-out RBI single in the first. Slapped one into right field past a diving Darlene Moquette. Second time up, he flew out to deep right field. Motz setting, firing, and Werner with a late swing fouls it into the suites. Pitch count for Motz, now over 75. There's nobody throwing in the Chiefs' bullpen. Motz has worked into the 80s and even the 90s on multiple occasions this year. He could use a ground ball, though. 0-1. Called strike on the outer half. A sinker. Werner nods his head in agreement with Travis Robertson as Quad City's first baseman falls behind, nothing and two. Werner, per usual, with his high blue socks and the sleeve on his right arm. He awaits the 0-2, and he'll have to wait a little longer as Motz throws over to first. Dickerson is back standing up. Werner went to Texas A&M, but played his high school ball at Klein High School over in Texas. That program has spawned four major league players, including Chris George, who was a first-round pick by Kansas City back in 1998. 0-2. Lined into the left field corner, hooking, and it is fair and off the top of the fence, rolling towards left center field. Both runners will score, and Werner is into third with a stand-up triple. That ball clanged off the top of the left field wall, right by the foul pole, and then ricocheted a good 90 feet towards center field. Had Levinson and Cho not played it as well as they did, Werner may have very well have had an inside-the-park home run. Instead, he winds up with a 2-RBI triple, his second three-bagger of the year. Now a 5-0 lead for Quad Cities. One out, infield in. Carson Rockeford bangs one into center field. It's now 6-0 Quad Cities. RBI number 33 for Rock. And the Bandits are starting to figure out Bryson Motz once again. Well, this looks like Quad Cities during the first and second inning. Motz had retired 8 in a row before this frame. And in the fifth, he has faced 5 batters and given up 4 runners. Man at first, one out for another left-handed bat in Spencer Nivens. First pitch on the upper inside corner for a called strike. Rockeford has had a slow series. You know, that one felt good. He did not wait to fall behind. Took the first pitch he saw from Motz and sent it right back up the middle. Niven sends an 0-1 to right field. It's tracked down by Rotondo. And back to first goes Rockeford, two gone. Well, even when the Bandits are making outs in this frame, they're hitting it very well. Both F9s towards rather deep right center. Chiefs looked like they were going to get somebody up in the bullpen about 60 or 90 seconds ago, but after Motz picked up that out, they have since sat down with Omar Hernandez in the box. First pitch swinging, he fouls one towards the third base on deck circle. It's snagged by the gloved hand of Justin Johnson. Talk about guys swinging it well. Omar Hernandez, 1-for-2 today with a double. He has now reached safely in 9 consecutive ball games. Here's a pickoff throw to first. Rockeford takes off for second, and the throw from Curiali is nowhere close. It skips over to the shortstop, Moore, who is backing up the play. Rockeford's going to get second base. Chiefs have hit a couple of bad throws defensively tonight. And that one from Curiali, who's played mostly third base this week, puts a man into scoring position. 0-1. Tapper foul to the left side. Villarroel watches it roll into Quad City's bullpen. So for Roquefort, it is stolen base number 21 this year. It is the ninth most in the Midwest League. Hernandez trying to bring him home with two outs. 0-2 in the dirt, blocked by Tarlo. Hernandez hitting over 330 in the month of June. Yesterday went 3-for-4 with three singles. He had two three-hit games in all of last season. He's got 2 3-hit games in his last seven. 1-2, popped in the air on the first base side. Curiale ventures into foul territory, reaches up and makes a slightly lunging catch to retire the side. Quad Cities, though, back into the run column. They scratch across three more and lead 6-0 through the first half of the ball game. Bottom five coming up next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Bandits have doubled up their lead with a three-run top of the fifth. It's 6-0 Quad Cities. Frank Mazzucato back to work, this time against Michael Curiale. Chiefs first baseman takes outside for ball one, and the half frame officially underway. The lefty deals again, and Curiale takes low for ball two. Quad Cities has 6 runs on 8 hits. Their last two knocks, a two-run triple off the bat of Trevor Werner. One pitch later, an RBI single from Carson Roquefort. 2-0, punched foul over the first base dugout, and it's 2-1. Meanwhile, Mazzucato has done his thing on the hill, twirling 4 scoreless innings with 3 hits, 2 walks, and a pair of punchies. The pitch, way too high, 3-1. The Chiefs have 3 hits. Curiale not responsible for any of those, but he did draw a second inning walk. Mazzucato is 3-1. Down and away for ball four. Mazzucato has now begun back-to-back innings with a walk, but with help from a double play ball in the fourth, he got out unscathed. So a pair of free passes for Curiale. It puts a man on for Joshua Baez, the DH. Baez, one of the Chiefs' 6 outfielders on the roster, but he gets a break from the defensive duties tonight. Mazzucato back into the stretch. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Baez chased way high and inside. It's 0-1. Bryson Motz, the Chiefs' starter, has thrown 5 innings, but he took 85 pitches to do so. Chiefs have a man warming up in the bullpen. Mazzucato's 0-1. Another curveball. This time Baez lays off as it sails over the letters. 1-1. For Peoria, it is Gustavo Rodriguez getting loose. Quad Cities tagged him for a couple of runs earlier this series. The 1-1. Breaking ball left up and banged to deep left center field. Rockeford chasing it down in the alley at the warning track, reaches up and makes the catch at the corner of the fence. Curiali scampers back to first as Rockeford makes another tremendous catch. He had a leaping snag in straightaway center earlier this week, and now he goes all the way into the deep left center field corner, right at that concave angle of padding, and he hauls it in just below the ivy for the out. Now Grayson Tarlow, first pitch is high. A fastball gets away from Frank, 1-0. Chiefs have hit the ball hard a couple of times today, but Mazzucato has done a good job of not letting that get to him. 1-0. Change up at the base of the zone, a called strike. Tarlow picked up his season's first extra base hit with a third inning double. That led off the frame, but then Mazzucato retired the next three hitters to strand him. 1-1, called strike. Curveball on the low inside corner, 1-2. Tarlow from Orange, California, a 19th round pick by the Cardinals last year. Taken out of Cal State Northridge. 1-2. Curveball, see you later. Called strike three on the low outside corner. And Tarlow was frozen the minute that left Mazzucato's hand. Third K for the Southpaw. And it's back to the top of the order for the third time in the Chiefs' second baseman, Darlene Moquette. He has had a tremendous June, but is 0-2 tonight. First pitch outside for ball one. Moquette entered action tonight with a 925 OPS in the month, including 9 RBIs in 11 games. 1-0. Fastball low for ball two. Moquette helped the Chiefs win the game on Thursday in 8-3 final. Darlene went 2-for-3 with a 2-run homer. The pitch. Called strike. Perfect changeup on the low outside corner. 2-1. For Moquette, that was his third home run in the month of June. He's got 4 homers on the season. Mazzucato's 2-1. Fouled back right below me off the press box and down into the seating bowl. Probably heard the thump on that one. It's 2-2. Now some activity in both bullpens as Quad Cities' Oscar Rayo getting loose, another lefty. Rayo's been one of the best piggyback starters in the league this year. Bandits up 6-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Chiefs with a man at first and 2 outs. The 2-2 to Moquette is popped up towards right center field. Second baseman Justin Johnson drifts south. Gene Ramirez calls him off and makes the catch to end the inning. It's 5 scoreless frames from Frank Mazzucato as the Bandits' starting rotation has been terrific in these last couple games. We go to the sixth. Bandits looking to add to a 6-0 advantage.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Patrick Anderson is the first skipper to call for bullpen help. He asks the right-hander Gustavo Rodriguez to pitch the top of the sixth. Right-hander's first pitch to Justin Johnson is swung through for strike one. 8-9-1 due up for the Bandits. Second toss. Grounded down the first baseline. Fair and behind the Chiefs bullpen. Rotondo chases it down into the corner. Johnson turns for second, and he gets in without a throw. It's a leadoff double for Quad Cities. That's their third double of the ball game and their fourth extra base hit. Justin Johnson snaps an 0-for-18 skid with a worm burner down the first base side. That one just skipped its way off the dirt all the way through the grass onto the warning track. So already another man in scoring position. No outs, and the nine-hole hitter, Gene Ramirez, in the left-handed box. Rodriguez's first pitch. Missed outside for ball one. Gustavo takes over for Bryson Motz, the Chiefs starter. He gave up 6 runs, 5 earned on 8 hits, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. The 1-0. A foul tip held on to by Tarlow. It's strike one. Motz threw 85 pitches, 60 of them went for a strike. But Quad Cities got to him for 3 runs in the first 2 innings and then 3 runs in the fifth to take this 6-0 lead. 1-0. Slap through the left side, another base hit. Johnson will put the brakes on at third, and Gene Ramirez has a multi-hit ball game. With the shortstop Moore holding JJ at second, there was plenty of room on that left side. And Ramirez takes advantage to pick up his third multi-knock effort of the year. Well, Rodriguez pitched earlier this week against Quad Cities. He did so just 2 nights ago on Thursday and failed to complete a full inning. Gave up 2 runs in 2/3 on 3 hits, 1 walk, and no strikeouts. The first time this year he's not recorded a K. So back to the top of the order for Davies Nadal, who has himself a multi-hit game. First pitch swinging, he skies one to center field. Cho makes the catch, breaking for the plate. Johnson, he will score. And Ramirez, I guess, tagged up from first. No, it's going to be an RBI single for Nadal. That hit the ground. Bandits take a 7-0 lead. Davies Nadal is 3-for-3. It's his first 3-hit game as a River Bandit. And Quad Cities has 3 hits as a team to open up this inning. Somewhere along the line, that baseball hit the grass before it got into Juan Bin Cho's glove. Quad Cities now with 7 runs on 11 hits. Two-hole hitter Dustin Dickerson looking to get back involved. Rodriguez deals. Fastball down and away. It skips over Tarlow's glove and goes to the backstop. Ramirez scampers to third. Nadal up to second. Now a really juicy RBI opportunity for Dustin. We mentioned Spencer Niven's dad playing some college ball. Dustin's father played over 430 games in the minor leagues. Spent some time in both the Yankees and the Orioles system. 1-0 pitch. Fastball high, 2-0. He is now the infield coach for the Philadelphia Phillies. And of course, Dustin Dickerson plays shortstop. Not hard to understand why he has succeeded to this point in his career. The 2-0. Called strike, a fastball on the low inside corner. Gustavo's making his 12th appearance of the year for Peoria. He's 0-1 with a 4.50 ERA. 21 strikeouts in 16 innings, but an opponent batting average of .286. He's given up 3 straight hits to begin this frame. The 2-1. inside. It nearly hit Dickerson. He gets the arms out of the way as he lunges backwards and works ahead in the count. 3 balls and 1 strike. Quad Cities with a 7-0 lead in the top of the sixth. They have scored in 4 of the 6 frames in which they've hit today. Dickerson 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. The pitch. Line drive into the glove of Curiali, who makes a lunging snag for the out. Man, Dickerson peppered that baseball. Curiali right there to make the catch, however. He's playing first today, but normally is at the hot corner. And that third base experience definitely helps him out there. So an unfortunate out number one for Quad Cities, but still less than 2 outs and 2 in scoring position. Carter Jensen now steps up and swings through a slider for strike one. If there's anybody who could use a hit right now and take a piece of this offensive mojo, it is Carter Jensen. Rodriguez is 0-1. Line drive, left center field, slicing away from Cho. He'll make the catch, tagging from third Ramirez. The throw to the plate is not going to get there in time. It's not a hit, but it's another run for Quad Cities. Carter Jensen picks up his 29th ribby of the year, plating Gene Ramirez for an 8-0 advantage. Well, even though it's an out, again, a good swing from a River Bandits batter. Nadal had to stay put at second. And he will hope for Trevor Werner to come through. He's most definitely done that so far tonight. First pitch. Fastball outside. Werner is 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs, including a 2-run triple his last time up. Nearly hit it over the fence, but got it off the top of the wall near the left field corner. 1-0. Bouncing ball back up the middle. It's going to squeak into left center field. Here comes Nadal. Trevor Werner has a 4 RBI game. It's 9-0 Quad Cities. Couple of seeing eyes singles, the triple, and his first 4 RBI game as a River Bandit. Everything going Quad Cities' way at the plate tonight. 9-0 good guys. Carson Rockefort now looking to get back involved. He'll take low and inside. Rock started the game 0-for-2, but then after Werner tripled in the fifth, he took the very next pitch back up the middle to score Werner. 1-0, tapper foul to the right side, 1-1. Oscar Rayo continues to warm up in the bullpen for Quad Cities, so I think it's pretty safe to assume that Frank Mazzucato will not return for the bottom half of this frame after throwing 5 scoreless innings on 78 pitches. 1-1. Down and away, 2 balls, 1 strike. Rodriguez is 23 years old from Cumana, Venezuela. He has been in the Cardinals system since his Dominican Summer League days in 2018. This is his second year in Peoria. The pitch. Called strike, low inside corner, 2-2. Rockefort is the 7th Bandit to hit in this inning. Quad Cities has sent 14 to the plate in their last 5 outs. The pitch. Line drive towards right field, but foul. Banging up against the wall adjacent to the Chiefs bullpen. Whole bunch of kids on that first base berm hoping for a souvenir. Chris Rotondo throws it up to him. Quad Cities holds on to this 9-run advantage. It would match their largest margin of victory this year. 2-2, another one deep towards right field. Slicing and going foul. Home run distance as it ricochets off the high netting behind the concourse, protecting State Street. Rockefort almost caused some automobile damage. See if he can straighten out one of those swings here. Another 2-2. Slider low and in, and the count is full. Trevor Werner will get a head start with two outs in the full count. Rodriguez sets at the belt, ready to fire. Here's the pitch. Line drive through the right side. There's the base hit. Werner goes up to third. Quad Cities still keeping it going with two outs. Fifth hit of the frame for the River Bandits. And number two in the contest for Rockefort. Couple of great swings that wound up foul balls. And on that third try, he gets it between Moquete and Curiali. He passes the baton to Spencer Nivens. Runners at the corners, two outs. He'll take a fastball for a strike on the outer half of the zone. Nivens is the only River Bandit without a hit or an RBI today. 0-for-3 with a couple of Ks and a flyout to Rotondo. 0-1. Shanked foul over the left side. No balls, two strikes. Gustavo Rodriguez has come in and thrown now 25 pitches. Still looking for that third out. Here's his 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him to end the inning. Quad Cities, though, with its second straight three-run frame. 9-0 the lead for the good guys as we go bottom six on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Working with a 9-run cushion, the lefty Oscar Rayo is in from the Bandits bullpen to pitch the bottom of the sixth. His first toss to Juan Bincho gets a swing and a miss for strike one. It's the only left-on-left matchup for Quad Cities tonight, at least as the lineup looks now. 0-1 popped up by the third base bag. Davies Nadal tracks into the coach's box and makes a two-handed snag above his head for the first out. Two pitches, one retired for Oscar Rayo, who has now thrown 15 straight scoreless innings to start the month of June. His first three appearances this month were in relief, and then last time out he pitched in a game against the Great Lakes Loons. It was the second half of a doubleheader. His first toss to Villarroel is inside for a ball. Southpaw quickly fires again, and there's a swing and a miss on the slider. Last week against the Loons, 5 scoreless innings, just 3 base runners allowed, and 5 strikeouts for the Nicaragua native. 1-0 popped off the top of the bat, out of play on the right side. 1-2. Ryo takes over for fellow southpaw Frank Mazzucato, who gave up 3 hits and 3 walks, but no runs in 5 frames with 3 Ks. 1-2 from Ryo. Way too high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. I had mentioned Ryo in a tweet last week. He's just been such an underrated stud for Quad Cities this year. 2-2. Swing and a miss. There's a strikeout. Oscar Ryo right back in form. A pop-up and a K. 2 outs quickly recorded, and now he gets Chris Rotondo. Ryo is 2-0 with a 1.82 ERA this year. A whip of just 1.03 entering play as he starts Rotondo with a changeup for a called strike. Brooks Conrad has asked him to work in long relief, short relief, and as a piggyback starter this year. 0-1. Tapper foul to the left side. Plus the occasional spot start. And he has taken every opportunity he's been given and ran with it. He's quietly been one of the best left-handed pitchers in the Midwest League, just doing his thing night after night. 0-2, fouled off the hands. Rotondo's 0-for-1, a walk back in the fourth. The Chiefs do not have a hit since Grayson Tarlow's double that led off the bottom of the third. 0-2. Ground ball softly hit to third. Nadal picks, throws, ends the inning. Oscar Ryo with a 1-2-3 start to the night. Quad Cities right back to the plate. We begin the top of the seventh. Next, Quad Cities up 9-0.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Last third of the ball game getting started here at Dozer Park. Kyle Kirchville, thrilled to have you along with us on the River Bandits Baseball Network. The Bandits have a 9-0 lead. They have scored in 4 of the game's 6 innings, and they've picked up 6 of their 9 runs within the last 2 frames. Gustavo Rodriguez begins his second inning of work on the hill, and the Chiefs' southpaw, or rather the Chiefs' right-hander, throws Omar Hernandez a slider at the base of the zone. Gustavo took over for a southpaw and Bryson Motz. 0-1. Called strike on the outer half. Nothing at 2. Hernandez doubled off Motz in the second and flew out to center in the fourth. Popped out to first in the fifth inning. He is 1-for-3 today. Rodriguez with the 0-2 pitch. Slider down and outside. Quad Cities has 9 runs on 13 hits. They have 4 extra base hits, but no homers. 1-2. Another slider, same spot, low and outside. Hernandez with that double in the second, his third of the year.
Gustavo deals. Swing and a miss. This time he puts the slider just below the knees. And Hernandez chases for out number one. Now, more often than not tonight, Quad Cities has begun the frame with a leadoff base runner. In fact, that is just the third time in seven frames today where the Bandits have failed to get the leadoff man on. Justin Johnson now for his fourth at-bat. He is, like Hernandez, 1-for-3 with a double. First pitch, called strike on the bottom of the zone. Justin's double, his eighth of the year. He went to the opposite field, grounding one past Kiriale down the line. 0-1, ripped towards left field. Levinson back to his left. He makes a sprinting catch. That's out number two. Really good swing from JJ. In fact, that one was probably better than the one that wound up a double, but that's baseball for you. He'll be sure to get a couple of high fives in that third base dugout. You know, Ryan Powers is going to be thrilled, and sure enough, the Bandits hitting coach, the first one to greet him with a fist bump. Here's Gene Ramirez now. He takes low. Gene's 2-for-3. A single, a double, and an RBI to his credit. He has also scored two of the Bandits' 9 runs. The pitch, swing and a miss. He chased a slider outside. 1-1. Nobody warming up in either bullpen at the moment. Oscar Rayo just pitched the bottom of the sixth and did so perfectly. 1-1, wave and a miss on the slider. And Gene falls behind 1-2. He'll ask for time. Gene from the Dominican Republic. The stadium lights sparkling against his chain. Also has a yellow elbow guard and a yellow shin guard on the right side of his body. Rodriguez looking for a 1-2-3 inning. His pitch. In the air, shallow center field. Cho waves off Levinson, makes the catch, and ends the inning. The Bandits go down in order for the third time tonight, but their lead's still 9-0. Time to stretch at Dozer Park.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Stretched out and ready to go in the bottom of the seventh. Dozer Park, the scene for game 5 of this 6-game set between the Bandits and the Chiefs. If Quad Cities can hold on, they lead 9-0. They will guarantee themselves a split of this series and will go into tomorrow with a chance to win both 6-game series in their 2-week road trip. It's not easy to do. Zach Levinson begins the home half of the seventh at the plate. And Oscar Rayo throws him a fastball, which Zach fouls into the screen. Rayo faced 3 batters in the sixth, retired them all, picked up a strikeout of Miguel Villarroel. 0-1, here's another foul straight back. Nothing and 2. Frank Mazzucato got the start for Quad Cities today. He threw 5 scoreless innings. Rayo has come on. Thrown 13 pitches, 11 for a strike. His 0-2. Low and in. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Rayo punching out 8.2 batters per nine innings this year. It's one of the lowest marks of his career. He fires again. It's off the hands, blooped up near the first base dugout. Carter Jensen takes the mask off, but watches the souvenir bounce into the first row. Even though the strikeouts haven't been crazy for Ryo, his ground ball rate is right around 50%. He's got the same kind of style as Bryson Motts, the Chiefs starter. Another 1-2. Another foul ball. Back over by the Sweets on the first base side. Ryo just fills up the strike zone with not great pitches. They're strikes, but if you're a hitter, you can't do much with them. Another 1-2. Tapper to the left side, charging Nadal. He plays on the high hop, throws on the move to first, and gets the out. Quad Cities with one away. Ryo with a strikeout, a pop-up, and two grounders. That's his game right there. Chiefs shortstop Brody Moore now coming up as we pull up the out-of-town scoreboard for the first time tonight. First pitch. High and away, ball one. Already three games have gone final in the Midwest League. One game postponed. Moore 0 for 2 tonight. The pitch. Fouled off Carter Jensen, who wears another one off the chest protector. Man, oh man, somebody needs to buy Carter some dinner or something. He has worn three different foul balls off the body today. And he is hunched over behind home plate. Oh man, he's fine. He just needs a second to catch his breath. Travis Robertson, the home plate umpire, dusts off the dish, slowly walks back, and now is ready to resume action. Moore's back in the box. 1-1. Down and outside, 2-1. I think I say it about a dozen times a year, but I'll do it again. Being a catcher in baseball has to be one of the hardest jobs in sports. The pitch. Called strike, inner half, 2-2. Not only do you have to call the game and handle all the duties that a catcher has, but you are just thanklessly beat up on all season. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A slider's tipped off Moore's bat into the glove of Jensen for strike three. Carter avoids a bruise this time. He squeezes the foul ball in the leather, and there are five straight retired by Oscar Ryo. Up comes Michael Curiali with two outs. Michael, the only Chief to reach two times in the game. Ryo starts him low and away for a ball. He does not have a hit, but he has walked twice. Both of those issued by Frank Mazzucato. 1-0. Tapper foul to the left side. The game that got postponed tonight, the contest between Great Lakes and Lake County over in Eastlake, Ohio. They'll play a doubleheader sometime in August. 1-1, high and tight, 2-1. You may be wondering, well, why aren't they just going to play it tomorrow? Well, even though you don't like to play doubleheaders on a getaway day, which is usually Saturday or usually Sunday in the Midwest League, tomorrow is not a getaway day. The pitch, down and away, 3-1. Everyone in the league will be playing on Monday. The only Monday games in the Midwest League this year, thanks to the Independence Day week coming up. 3-1. Down and outside for ball four. A rare walk for Oscar Ryo, but not a rare one for Curiali. He gets his third of the ball game and trots down to first with two outs. So that's why Great Lakes and Lake County are not playing two tomorrow, because there are six more games coming up after the series finale. So they'll just make it up on August 15th, it seems. Now Joshua Baez. He grounds the first pitch to the left side. Diving snap, Nadal up to his feet. The throw to first is over Werner's head. Up to third goes Curiali, and Baez stays put at first base. What a tremendous stop by Nadal. He just could not complete the play with an accurate throw. Werner is 6-4 over there at first base, and if you sail it over his head, you know it wasn't a great toss. Valiant effort, though, by Nottie. So it'll be the first error of the game for Quad Cities. First in the last two games, actually. Inning extended now for Tarlo, the catcher. First pitch, called strike. Up to second goes Baez. No throw. Up 9-0. Quad City says, fine, go ahead and take it. Tarlo with the Chiefs. Only extra base hit. A double in the third. He is 1-for-2. Jensen asks for a time and heads on out to the hill. So that gives us a moment to tell you about the final scores in the league tonight. The West Michigan Whitecaps got a win on the road against Lansing. West Michigan wins 10-3 at Jackson Field. The Dayton Dragons shut out Fort Wayne at Parkview Field. Dragons beat the Tin Caps 3-0 and hold Fort Wayne to just two hits. Resuming action at Dozier Park, the 0-1 to Tarlo is outside for ball one. And then over in Wisconsin, the Timber Rattlers beat the South Bend Cubs in game one of their doubleheader. Final in that one, 10-1 in a 7-inning ball game. The pitch. Flared foul over the first base dugout and onto the concourse for strike two. Rattlers and Cubs are playing game two right now. They're in the bottom of the fifth. Rattlers lead 5-0. And then over in Cedar Rapids, the Colonels have a 4-2 lead on the Beloit Sky Carp. They're in the top of the ninth. Colonels one out away from sealing what would be their sixth win of the second half. 1-2 to Tarlo. Another foul ball over to the right side, over by that big group of kids. If the Colonels hold on to win, they will be the only team in the Midwest League with six wins in the second half. They lead the Western Division with a 5-2 record right now. Quad City's just two games back. Of course, we're just seven games in the second half, so who's watching the standings right now? Tarlo battles. 1-2, another foul ball, straight back. Ryo got the heat around the hands, and Grayson barely got a piece. I mentioned Tarlo went to Cal State Northridge, one of two Matadors drafted in 2023, the other a pitcher to the Braves system. 1-2, there's another foul ball. Tarlo continues to fight. That other draft pick, Lucas Braun. He's currently in high A with the Braves. Another 1-2. Bouncing ball past the diving Dickerson into left center field. Kiriali scores. Baez scores right behind him. And the Chiefs will not be shut out tonight. It is 9-2 here in the seventh. A two-out, two-strike, two-run single for Grayson Tarlo, who's playing in just his 21st game this year. He picked up his first extra base hit with that third inning double. And now he's got RBIs number 3 and 4 on one swing. What an at-bat from him. That may be his best of the season. Now Darlene Moquette, leadoff guy, takes a called strike. That was a 7-pitch battle. Ryo just could not get that final swing and miss, which has at times been an issue for him this year. 0-1. Tapper towards short. Dickerson plays the two hops, throws to first low, and Werner can't dig it out. The runner is safe. Another bad throw from Quad Cities infield. It's going to be their second error of the night. Quad Cities was perfect before this inning, and now Oscar Ryo's not getting any help. Bandits have struggled defensively over the last couple of months, which is very strange given how well they played in April and most of May. Time is called, and for the second straight night, it won't be the pitching coach Derek Lewis leading a mound visit, but instead the assistant pitching coach Taylor Bloy, who will bring in the entire infield plus the battery. So the error on Nadal earlier, his second of the year. The last error, credited to Dustin Dickerson, his team-leading 10th. But when you look at the errors for Quad Cities, through the first 35 games of the year, they posted a .984 fielding percentage. That was the best mark in the league. But in the month of June, they have the worst fielding percentage in the league at .969. Inning continues with Juan Bincho at the plate. He will swing at the first pitch, fly it to left, and it lands in the glove of Spencer Nivens to retire the side. Chiefs get into the run column against Oscar Rayo. They take advantage of a couple defensive miscues to make it a 7-run Quad Cities lead. 9-2, Bandits up. We go to the eighth on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Peoria plates a couple of unearned runs in the bottom of the seventh. The Bandits made a few errors defensively, and it cost them a potential shutout. However, they lead 9-2 as we enter the top of the eighth inning. One of the errors committed by Davies Nadal, who opens up the frame. Maybe not his best night defensively, but at the plate, it has been his best night of the season. He is 3-for-3. With three singles, an RBI, and a stolen base. He faces Gustavo Rodriguez, the right-hander, who pours across a called strike in the low outside corner. It's the third frame of action for Rodriguez. The pitch. Breaking ball, tapped foul into the first base dugout. Rodriguez has worked into a third frame once this year. Or twice, rather. The last time was against Cedar Rapids on June 22nd. He went 2 2/3, but he has yet to complete three full innings this year. Out of the windup, his 0-2 to Nadi. Outside, one ball, two strikes. Chiefs with a new right-hander starting to get loose in their pen. Here's the pitch. Again outside, 2-2. Looks like it is Zane Mills who is starting to throw. As of right now, both teams have only used one reliever. 2-2, Tapper to the left side, charging is Moore. He gloves, throws on the run to first, and beats Nadal by a half step for the out. So no four-hit game for Nadal, at least presumably. But he's got a season high of three knocks and a performance he can be very proud of. So back to the third base dugout he goes, and now Dustin Dickerson, who committed the other error in the last half inning, will step up 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. Also a tough luck lineout in the sixth. First pitch. Fastball finds the outer half for strike one. Well, we've already checked out the Midwest League scoreboard. Let's see what else is going on in the Kansas City Royals farm system. The pitch. Fastball, they called strike top of the zone, 0-2. Not great news coming in for the single-A affiliate. The Columbia Fireflies are in Kannapolis this week. Rodriguez ready to deal. He fires, and it's a swing and a miss. Fastball above the letters. And Dickerson chases for strike three. Third K for Rodriguez, out number two in the eighth. The Cannonballers, no hit. The Fireflies in Kannapolis tonight. Final score 6-0. Here's Carter Jensen with two outs and nobody on. Quad Cities catcher 0-for-3 with a sack fly. First pitch, popped foul over the netting. At the AA level, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals got a win. They're now four games over 500. They beat Wichita on the road, 3-2, 0-1. Breaking ball, blooped up on the left side. Make a play in the press box. Ooh, no catches over there on the left side. Cody Schindler not putting his hands out for the baseball. 0-2. Swing and a miss. What a frame from Gustavo Rodriguez. He quiets Quad Cities 1-2-3 for the second straight inning after the Bandits tagged him for three runs in the sixth. The Bandits, though, still on top by 7. We go to the bottom of the 8th on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
As we bring you back for the bottom of the 8th here at Dozer Park, let's finish our trip around the Kansas City Royals farm system. We already mentioned the game at the single and double A levels for the AAA Omaha Storm Chasers. They are taking on Columbus this week, and they are in the bottom of the 5th. Seem to be playing a 7-inning game. The Clippers lead the Chasers 4-3 in the bottom of the 5th. Here at Dozer Park, Quad Cities up 9-2 over the Peoria Chiefs. Oscar Rayo pitching to Miguel Villarroel. First pitch, a strike at the base of the zone. Now the 0-1, a slider on the outer half for a called strike two. Rayo gave up a couple of unearned runs in the 7th inning. Has a couple of strikeouts under his belt. Villarroel 0-for-3 in his second career game in high A. 0-2, bouncer over to short. Dickerson gloves to the backhand, throws to first, and just gets him by not even a half step. Villarroel just burning down the first baseline, but Dickerson makes up for the earlier error and puts one away in the bottom of the 8th. Now, Villarroel, one of the best hitters and one of the fastest runners in the Florida State League before his promotion. He's been able to show off both of those skills this week. Here's Chris Rotondo taking a strike. Chiefs cleanup hitter is 0-for-2, but he did walk and steal second base in the 4th inning against Frank Mazzucato. 0-1, wave and a miss. Rayo powers the fastball by him. It's nothing and two. And as he does, Rayo working very quickly. Gets the ball back from Jensen and deals. Slider low and in. Zane Mills continuing to warm up in the Chiefs bullpen. Gustavo Rodriguez completed a season-high 3 innings of relief. But he is on the hook for 3 of Quad City's 9 runs. The pitch, fouled back. Rotondo fights off the heat on the high inside corner. Over in Quad City's bullpen, there's nobody playing catch. But Nathaniel Garabitos has one of those medicine balls and is just heaving it against the padding. I think by design. 1-2. Slider fouled back. Rotondo out in front, but able to get a piece. The two runs scored against Ryo came on the single from Grayson Tarlo, which was a seven-pitch battle. 1-2, a ground ball just foul down the first baseline. And it played out kind of like this one is right now. Tarlo fell behind early and then just fouled off pitch after pitch after pitch until he got something he could work with. Another 1-2. That's called strike three. One Rotundo could work with, but he watched the fastball go straight by him. Third K for Oscar Ryo. Two down in the home half of the eighth inning. Bandits will have the middle third due up in the top of the ninth. Their last opportunity, presumably, to add to a 9-2 lead. First pitch to Levinson. Straight back, fouled into the netting for strike one. Ryo just, again, filling up the strike zone. He's thrown 49 pitches and 39 have gone for a strike. 0-1, another swing and a miss. Chased a slider in the dirt. It's 0-2. Levinson, though, no timeout. Right back in the box. Ryo says, let's go. He fires. Called strike three. See you later. Ryo says, you don't want a timeout? Fine. Inning over. Paints it perfectly on the low outside corner for his fourth strikeout. And it's hello goodbye in the bottom of the eighth. To the ninth we go, a 9-2 lead for the River Bandits. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodmen Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodmen Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodmen Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Ninth inning at Dozier Park, Quad Cities with a 9-2 lead against the Peoria Chiefs, looking to add on one more time against the newly inserted right-hander Zane Mills. Trevor Werner leads it off. He's followed by Rockefort and Nivens. First pitch, that's high for ball one. Second time we've seen Mills this week, pitched in the ball game on Wednesday. Threw a couple of scoreless innings out of the bullpen. 1-0 slider down the middle, a called strike one. Trevor Werner has his second career, or at least second high A career, 4 RBI game. 1-1, wave and a miss, a good slider, 1-2. Trevor 2-for-4, rather 3-for-4, with a pair of RBI singles and then a two-run triple back in the fifth that nearly left the yard for a three-run homer. Back in the box he goes. Mills is ready. Right-hander works out of the windup. 1-2. Called strike three. Fastball on the high outside corner. One down. First time that Werner has struck out tonight. He leads high A with now 106, but you would not be able to tell that from tonight. His approach has been terrific all around. But Mills gets him here. And now Carson Rockefort with one out. First pitch, down and in. Rock's got a multi-hit effort himself. 2-for-4 with a couple of singles and an RBI. It's multi-hit game number 11 for him as a River Bandit. 1-0. Low and inside. Oscar Rayo has thrown 3 innings of relief for Quad Cities. Nathaniel Garbitos warming up in the third base bullpen, presumably for the bottom of the ninth. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Good slider for Mills. It's 2-1. Zane is now in his third season with the Peoria Chiefs. This is his 58th appearance with the Cardinals High A affiliate, his 16th of the year. 2-1 coming home. Fastball outside. It's 3-1. Mills began his career as a starting pitcher coming out of Washington State. Teammates with A.J. Block. 3-1. Chopper foul to the right side. In 2022 with Peoria, all 19 of his appearances were starts. Pitched really well in the Florida State League to start that year and got earlier than a midseason call-up. Payoff pitch. Oh, and inside for ball 4. Rockefort gets a free pass. It's Quad City's third of the ball game. And there's a man on for Spencer Nivens with 1 out. Mills then in 2023, back with Peoria. He made 23 appearances, and all but 5 of those were starts. He pitched over 90 innings. First pitch to Nivens, swing and a miss. Rockefeller takes off for second and gets there without a throw. Bandits up by 7, but Rock says, if you're going to give me second base, I might as well take it. Nivens 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts tonight. He had the grand slam yesterday. The pitch. Slider low for ball 1. Rockefeller is not going to get credit for a stolen base there. It's in the books as defensive indifference, but he did steal second back in the 5th for his team-leading 21st of the year. 1-1. Slider called strike on the low outside corner. So Mills started all but 5 games last year. This year, all 16 of his appearances, including tonight, have been in relief. He's made the same kind of adjustment that A.J. Block did. 1-2. Pulled on the ground, foul to the right side. We'll do it again. The series finale for this 6-game set in Peoria comes your way tomorrow afternoon. It'll be a 2:05 first pitch with your River Bandits pregame show beginning at 1:50. It will include our weekly Royals minor league report. 1-2. Shanked foul over by Garbitos over his head in the Quad Cities bullpen. Bandits will get another one of the Royals' top 30 pitching prospects with the start. Ben Kuderna gets the ball against Inohan Paniagua. 1-2. Chopper to the right side. It's gloved by Kiriali. He'll take it to first base himself for the out. Rockefeller advances to third. There are 2 gone. Kuderna has not pitched this week. Paniagua, though, pitched on Tuesday and did very well. 5 innings of 1-run ball for him. Now here in the top of the 9th, Omar Hernandez. 0 is 1-for-4 today, a double back in the 2nd inning. A potential 10th run for Quad Cities standing at third base. First pitch from Mills. Slider spins low and inside. It's 1-0. Just past 9:30 Central Time here at Dozer Park. Yesterday, the Bandits played what tied for their 2nd shortest game of the year. Just an hour and 55 minutes in an 8-1 win. 1-0 fastball finds the outer half. A called strike 1. Omar didn't like the call. Tonight, we will not play 1:55. Right now around 2:30-ish or so, a little more conventional. 1-1 from Mills. Called strike, a fastball on the low outside corner, 1-2. Hernandez, before tonight, had played all 32 of his games at catcher. But because he's been swinging it so well on a night he'd usually have off, Brooks Conrad has slid him in as the DH. And your guy's hitting 500 on the series. You got to find a way to get him in there. 1-2 in the dirt. Slider blocked by Tarlow. He looks Rockeford back to third base. Hernandez 5-for-8 coming into today, including today. 6-for-12. He'll take that. Mills is 2-2. Chopper foul behind home plate. It bounced off the dish and ricochets just to the left of the blue and red Chiefs logo. Painted that nicely between the backstop and home plate. I shouldn't say Chiefs logo. It is just Chiefs written out in that Peoria script. Very classic baseball look. Another 2-2 to Omar. Chopper foul over to the left side. This will be at least a 7-pitch battle. It's been a great night for Quad Cities offensively. They have 9 runs on 13 hits. The pitch. Slider just outside. Mills thought it was the end of the inning. Instead, back to the top of the hill in a 3-2 count. At least an 8-pitch fight. Omar Hernandez trying to get every swing worth today. Rockeford still at third with 2 outs. Mills deals. Missed outside for ball 4. What an at-bat from Omar Hernandez. He has got the same kind of look as Jack Pineda right now. And it's a really good one. He looks as comfortable at the plate as we've seen him all year. So the inning extends for Justin Johnson, Quad City's second baseman. He is 1-for-4 with a double. First pitch. That's low for ball 1. And Chiefs pitchers have had to throw quite a bit today. Their starter Bryson Motz, 85 total pitches to get through 5 innings. Gustavo Rodriguez threw 48 to get through 3. 1-0, chopper up the middle. Moquete has a go off his glove into right center field. Rockeford scores. Hernandez up to third. It's 10-2 Quad Cities. No RBI, though, for Johnson. That should be an E4. Third error of the season on Darlene Moquete, and that's going to cost Zane Mills an unearned run. So Hernandez moves up to third, Johnson to first, and now time called. Rick Herrig, who is filling in for Edwin Moreno this week, is going to walk slowly out to the hill and talk things over with the battery and the defenders. When we continue, Gene Ramirez will be at the plate. Gene is 2-for-4 with an RBI double and a single back in the 6th inning. Really, you just go up and down Quad City's lineup, and it's quality performance after quality performance. Only 2 River Bandits have not reached base. That's Carter Jensen and Spencer Nivens. And those two have obviously either been doing that lately or all season, so you don't think too much of it. Rick Herrig back in the first base dugout. Now Gene swings. First pitch, it's blooped towards left. Levinson comes on and won't grab it. Quad Cities with an 11-2 lead. Gene Ramirez with a 3-hit, 2-RBI performance. That error now extra costly for the Chiefs. Johnson moves up to second, and Ramirez once again visiting with Chris Corbett. Well, the Bandits are now just 2 hits away from matching their season high. The pitch. Tapped out in front of the plate. Nadal sprinting down to first. Tarlow picks it up, fires down, and just in time beats Nadal to end the inning. So the Bandits back in the run column to re-extend the lead back to 9. 11-2, Quad Cities up. Nathaniel Garabitos trotting in from the bullpen, looking for the game's final 3 outs. Be back with you on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
As expected, Nathaniel Garbitos comes on for the bottom of the ninth, looking for the final three outs with his team up 11-2. Right-hander's first pitch to Brody Moore, down and away for ball one. Garbitos taking over for Oscar Rayo, 1-0. Called strike, low outside corner. He is the first right-hander to pitch for Quad Cities today. The starter Frank Mazzucato and then Oscar both southpaws. The 1-1. High, 2-1. Final line for Rayo, three innings of two-run ball. He allowed two hits, one walk, and picked up four strikeouts. Got to beat those in for the second time this series and for the 18th time this year. 2-1. Down and away, three balls and one strike. Got to beat those last pitched on Wednesday. Pitched two innings, gave up one unearned run, the only tally of the ball game for Peoria. Quad Cities won that night 3-1. The 3-1 to Moore. Down the middle, a fastball for a called strike two. Gonna beat Dos, the hard throwing right hander in his first season with Quad Cities. Payoff pitch. Moore slaps it back to the screen, staying alive. He is 1-1 with a 3.22 ERA this year. Pitched really well in May and has been solid in June. He's working on three straight scoreless innings. Another 3-2. Another foul ball. Moore gets the hands on it and slaps it back into the netting. He has a six-game hit streak in jeopardy. He is 0-3 tonight. Last time up, struck out against Oscar Rayo. Another payoff. Outside ball four. Brody's going to work a walk. Quad City's pitching staff did not walk anybody yesterday. Second time this week they accomplished that. They have now walked five today. Three from Mazzucato and one from both Rayo and Al Garbitos. So a man at first, nobody out for Michael Chiarelli. He has walked three times himself. First pitch, check swing, doesn't matter, a called strike one. Bandits lead 11-2. They have scored in all but four innings tonight and have racked up 14 hits. Here's the pitch. Called strike, low outside corner, 0-2. By the way, a scoring update for you. Thought that there would be an E4 on Darlene Moquette in the last half inning, but it's been changed, or rather inputted, as an RBI single for Justin Johnson. 0-2. Slider hit in the air towards center field. Rockefeller ranges to his left and back a few steps. Makes the catch chest high and then fires it back in towards second. as Moore retreats to first base. So RBI singles from both Johnson and Gene Ramirez in the top of the ninth to get the two runs back in the seventh. Quad Cities took a 9-0 lead into the seventh, and now they look to win by 9 runs in the ninth. Runner at first, one out for Joshua Baez. Garabitos' first pitch is a swing and a miss for strike one. Garabitos, 6 feet tall, 185 pounds, 23 years old, from Banai in the Dominican Republic. Here's the 0-1. Chopper foul to the left side. Garabitos, originally a member of the Mariners organization, made 39 appearances for Single-A Modesto last year, but then was acquired by the Royals in a trade back in January. Sent Nathaniel over to KC for a player to be named later. 0-2. Fouled off Jensen. He wears another one, but doesn't look to be in any pain this time. It goes right back off him, and he's right back to his feet. Baez is 1-for-3, a single back in the second. Reached on an error and scored a run in the seventh. Another 0-2 from Nathaniel. The right-hander's pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Took a little off that. Two down. Not exactly sure what pitch that was. It wound up right down the middle and had a bit of movement on it like a slider, but it didn't move a whole lot. Not sure what it was, but it was effective. And the K is all that matters, I guess. So now down to Grayson Tarlow. Runner takes off from first, and Grayson fouls one to the right side, out of play. Tarlow has been the lone bright spot offensively for the Chiefs today. Obviously, Kiriali's 3 walks, not a bad thing, but Tarlow, 2-for-3 with a double and a 2-run single his last time up. A guy who doesn't get a whole lot of playing time. 0-1. There goes Moore again, and the pitch is down and away. Moore to second base without a throw on defensive indifference. Quad Cities with a 9-run lead. They're not so concerned. Carter Jensen asks for time, and he'll go out to talk to Nathaniel. Got to hand it to these fans tonight. They have stayed engaged throughout the ball game, even though the Chiefs have trailed as early as the first out of the ball game. Taylor Swift night here at Dozier Park. Now the 1-1. Down and outside. I was talking with Cody Schindler on the Chiefs pregame show. Cody asked my thoughts on Taylor Swift, and I don't have any. Nothing negative. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2 balls, 2 strikes. She's just so much different than what I remember. I know Taylor Swift, when I was growing up, was a country artist. I don't think she's that anymore. But people love her, and that's great. Nathaniel looking for one more out. The 2-2. Looped off the hands towards shallow left. Long run, Nivens. It's Dickerson, the shortstop, who goes out, makes the catch, and ends the ball game. It's the third win of the week for Quad Cities. Final score at Dozier Park, River Bandits 11, Chiefs 2. Quad Cities goes into the finale tomorrow with a chance to win back-to-back series for the first time since April. And they've got a chance to win both series on a 2-week road trip. Your River Bandits post-game show comes up next. One more time, the final. Quad Cities 11, Peoria 2. This has been Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den, located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark.
For the final time tonight, we welcome you back to Dozer Park here in Peoria, Illinois. It's time for the River Bandits postgame show as Quad Cities defeats the Chiefs by a final score of 11-2. The Bandits have secured themselves at least a split of this six-game stay in Peoria, and with a win tomorrow, can win back-to-back series for the first time since the month of April. Kyle Kirchwell with you to close things out. It was a quality Bandits win tonight, a 9-run victory, which matches Quad City's largest margin of victory this season. Let's go ahead and get you the line score. First, for the River Bandits, they score 11 runs on 14 hits, commit two errors, and go 9-for-22 with runners in scoring position. They strand 8 on the base paths. For the Peoria Chiefs, it's 2 runs on 5 hits and 3 errors. On the errors, a couple changed in terms of the scoring decisions. Carson Rockeford originally ruled with a steal of second base back in the 5th inning. That has been changed to an error on the first baseman, Keary Alley. And then we thought it was going to be an RBI single for Justin Johnson in the ninth. That was changed to an E4 on Darlene Moquette. So no ribby for Johnson tonight. He finishes 1-for-5 with the double. Anyways, for the Chiefs, it's 2 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors. They go 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position and strand 7 on the base paths. The winning pitcher tonight, Frank Mazzucato, The 21-year-old lefty improves to 4-5 on the year, twirling five shutout innings while allowing three hits, three walks, and picking up three strikeouts. The losing pitcher is Peoria starter Bryson Motz, who falls to 0-9. He gives up six runs, five earned in five frames of work, eight total hits allowed, two walks, and six strikeouts. Oscar Rayo gets a hold, working out of Quad City's bullpen, his second of the year. He gives up two runs in three innings on two hits, a walk, and four strikeouts. Final time of the ball game, 2 hours and 42 minutes, with 4,098 fans through the gates on Taylor Swift night here at Dozier Park. Quad City's led offensively by Trevor Werner, who put together his second career 4-RBI performance as a member of the River Bandits. He goes 3-for-5 with a pair of RBI singles and then that two-run triple in the fifth. It's three-bagger number two on the year for the former Aggie. Davies Nadal also had a three-hit performance as his first as a member of Quad Cities. And remember, he was not scheduled to play today. He came in during Jack Pineda's second inning at-bat in a two-strike count, picked up a single, and then a single after that, and a single after that. Nadal also mixing in a steal of second base and his sixth RBI of the season. Gene Ramirez, also a three-hit performance, 3-for-5 in the ninth spot with an RBI single and an RBI double. Carson Rockefert and Carter Jensen also driving in some runs as well. Let's give you one more look at the Midwest League scoreboard. Everybody has wrapped up tonight, minus Great Lakes and Lake County, who never started. Their game was rained out in Eastlake, Ohio. They will play a doubleheader at Classic Auto Group Park on August 15th, the next time the Loons are at Lake County. Over in Wisconsin, the Timber Rattlers, who started out the second half a Midwest League worst 2-4, win back-to-back games in their doubleheader against South Bend. They trounced them in game one 10-1 and then shut them out 6-0 in game two. Rattlers outscoring the Cubs 16-1 in 14 innings. That is domination. Over in Fort Wayne, the Dayton Dragons got a win on the road. They held the Tin Caps to just two hits and shut them out 3-0. In Lansing, West Michigan gets a road victory. They beat the Lansing Lugnuts 10-3 at Jackson Field. And in Cedar Rapids, the Colonels pick up their Midwest League leading sixth win of the second half. They defeat the Beloit Skycarp 4-2. Over in the Kansas City Royals farm system, the AAA affiliate Omaha in a great game with the Columbus Clippers. They're in the bottom of the seventh, and they are tied at four. Both teams also with six hits and no errors. At the AA level, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals are now four games over 500 this year. They defeat the Wichita Wind Surge on the road 3-2. And in Kannapolis, the Columbia Fireflies were no hit by the Cannonballers tonight, 6-0 the final. Quad City's back for game six of this series tomorrow afternoon. It will wrap up the stint at Dozier Park and will also conclude a 12-game road trip for Quad Cities, their longest of the season. On the mound for the Bandits, it'll be the Royals' number three prospect, the young right-hander Ben Kuderna. He gets the ball against fellow righty Inohan Paniagua. Kuderna, 3-4 with a 3.47 ERA. Paniagua, 5-4 with a 3.64. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, he started on Tuesday and was really good. Helped the Chiefs get an 8-1 win. He gave up just five runs, or rather one run in five innings with five strikeouts. First pitch for tomorrow, 2:05 Central Time. Your River Bandits pregame show underway at 1:50. We'll start 5 minutes earlier so we can add in the weekly Kansas City Royals minor league report, where we'll have All the news, notes, and highlights you need from AAA Omaha, AA Northwest Arkansas, of course, High A Quad Cities, and Single A Columbia. With the win, Quad Cities is now 34-39 overall this year. They improved to an even 500 in the second half at 4-4, and they're now 19-22 on the road as winners of back-to-back ball games. For the Peoria Chiefs, their 30th win once again eludes them. They are 29-44 overall, 3-5 in the second half, and 15-20 here at Dozer Park as losers of consecutive contests. My name's Kyle Kercheval. Wherever you tuned in from tonight, thank you so much for doing so. We hope you join us tomorrow afternoon as Quad Cities looks to win the series against the Peoria Chiefs. Again, they're going for back-to-back series wins for the first time since April. Bandits will have Ben Kuderna on the hill, the Royals' number 3 prospect per MLB Pipeline. Until then, have a wonderful rest of your Saturday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for a 2:05 first pitch right here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. So long and good night from Dozer Park.